Final decisions have been made on compensation for victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks and their families. The compensation fund had a rocky start with low participation when it was passed by Congress a few weeks after the attacks. In the end, about 98% of the families affected by the tragedy eventually signed on. NPR's Robert Smith reports from New York.
Kenneth Feinberg, the special master of the 9/11 Compensation Fund, was working up until the midnight deadline last night, answering personal appeals and authorizing the final checks to be sent to victims' families. Feinberg says in the end, he and his team felt a sense of satisfaction about what they had accomplished.
These families came to me and this program in terrible grief, and we worked with them and managed to get them in almost all the cases to file a claim and to come in and see us, and to help get them through a horrible, tragic period.
Although the final numbers are still being tallied, the federal government will pay out close to $7 billion to the injured and families of victims. In return, the families have agreed not to sue the airlines or security companies over the events of 9/11. The average death payment will be around $2 million, although individual compensation varied widely. The largest award, $8.6 million, went to someone who survived the attacks.
With third-degree burns, over 85% of her body.
And the smallest payout was $500.
That was for a broken finger.
In between, Feinberg and his team were obligated by statute to figure out what the victim would have earned had he or she lived.
The stockbroker, the bond trader, the busboy, the waiter, the soldier at the Pentagon. I had to calculate what the loss was as a result of the death or injury of that person.
As each family met with Feinberg, they would lay out tax forms, expected promotions, the loss of child care, anything that might hint at the full economic loss. When the fund was first announced, it drew outrage from victims' family members. How could one person put a value on another's life? John Bailey from the group Trial Lawyers Care helped represent many of the families.
I think all the ingredients of a monumental disaster. To begin with, let's face it, it was a multi-billion dollar governmental program dealing with thousands of grieving and angry victims of terrorists. Just the fact that it survived the way it did, I think, is amazing.
And currently, only about 100 lawsuits have been filed. Bruce DeSalle, who lost his son-in-law at the World Trade Center, says the fund was an easier path for his family.
It's something that's not drawn out and protracted, and it's something that ends the misery of what litigation would be, which we could carry on for many, many years.
DeSalle was speaking by phone from outside today's 9/11 commission hearing. He says his daughter was the recipient of the money, and he chose not to disclose the amount, but it can't truly compensate them for the loss.
And the horrific, tragic death that my son-in-law experienced, no matter how much money my daughter was given for his life, my daughter, all the rest of the people who love him, would give that money back in a heartbeat to have him back.
Despite the successful participation in the fund, some legal experts say that it's unlikely to ever be duplicated for other massive disasters. It was approved by Congress, they say, in a rare moment of national unity. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.